Imagine you're an undocumented immigrant and you're Muslim, and the FBI offers you a deal. You can remain in the country, but only if you'll spy for them. Do you take the deal? WNYC's Arun Venugopal has a story of one man who faced that choice.
There are certain things we can't tell you about the subject of this story, like his real name. So we'll just call him Bilal. Bilal is from Uzbekistan. He's in his 30s and came to this country in 2012 and overstayed his tourist visa. He first started working at a Russian newspaper, then at a barbecue joint in Brooklyn. One night, at around 3 o'clock, there was a knock on the door.
Polizia geldi, immigration, FBI geldi. Üçtesi ambulance too.
He said immigration, ICE officers were at the door, FBI and police too, about 25 people in all. They asked for his passport and handcuffed him. He was taken in and questioned by 5 FBI agents. Bilal said they asked him all sorts of questions about his faith. Was he Sunni or Shia? Did he approve of certain acts of extremism? They showed him pictures of people and asked if he knew them. And then... He said they asked him to spy for them, to help catch criminals. Bilal said he didn't want to spy, but reluctantly he agreed to become an FBI informant. In return, he got papers to live in the U.S. He showed me a letter he got from ICE. It said he could remain here until the government determined, quote, the need for this type of action is no longer warranted. He'd also need to report to a case agent or officer. And so he did. But he was ambivalent at first. He said agents would show him pictures, including of people Bilal knew, people he said were not terrorists. This was in 2017, around the time a man drove a truck down a bike path in New York City and killed 8 people. The suspect in that case was also from Uzbekistan, like Bilal. So he was sent on an endless fishing expedition, randomly chatting up members of the Uzbek community at mosques, asking for their stance on hot-button political issues like, say, Syria, and reporting back to his FBI handlers. This arrangement has been common for Muslims since 9/11. Faiza Patel is a national security expert at New York University. She said this type of phishing is problematic.
And that creates a lot of distrust, particularly in Muslim communities, because people are always looking at the guy next to them and saying, oh, is he an informant?
As time wore on, Bilal became more reluctant about working for the FBI. Occasionally, he said, his handlers didn't think he was doing his best. A few months ago, Bilal sought a way out of this arrangement and connected with a lawyer, Ramzi Qasim. He's a professor at the City University of New York who directs a project there called CLEAR, short for Creating Law Enforcement Accountability and Responsibility. Qasim says that when they first met, Bilal was going through a spiritual crisis.
He used to feel good. To go to the mosque, to be with his community, to worship together. And doing what he's been doing for the FBI has turned what used to be a very positive and affirming feeling for him, something that was really central to his spiritual and social life, into something that he'd rather avoid doing and that he did with a heavy conscience.
The CLEAR team had represented others who wanted to break away from informant deals. But in Bilal's situation, they tried something they hadn't before. Qasim said normally the FBI relies on 2 elements in dealing with informants, secrecy and fear.
And so we started to think that the antidotes, naturally, and that our strategy to counter secrecy and fear should be sunlight, public scrutiny, and community organizing.
And so they prepared for Bilal's next check-in with the FBI. He was told to meet on a street in Manhattan. Normally, he'd show up alone, but this time, he was accompanied by his legal team, as well as several sympathetic members of the activist community, and me. Before the agents showed up, the attorney, Ramzi Qasim, held Bilal's phone in his hands and drafted a text on his behalf as I watched.
All right, so I'm about to send this text message that says, I'm here with my attorneys on the northwest corner, just to let them know that he's not alone.
And why?
Because we're dealing with armed FBI agents and we don't want there to be any surprises.
Bilal is quietly taking it all in. He's decided to break up with the FBI right here in plain sight in the middle of Manhattan. And I ask him through an Uzbek interpreter what he thinks of his FBI contacts.
o'tadi xayolingdan? O'sha agentlar bilan gaplashgan, muloqotda turganingda?
O'zimni yomon his qilaman. Sababiki
He says he feels bad when he talks to them, because whenever they can, they take his words and twist them, attribute a different meaning than the one he intended. Before long, a vehicle with dark tinted windows drives by. This gets Bilal's attention, but the car doesn't stop.
Hello?
Hello?
A few minutes later, the FBI and Bilal's team are on the phone with one another.
Well, he has retained us as his counsel, and our understanding is that you are with the FBI and you're interested in working with him. Is that correct?
The woman on the other end doesn't confirm or deny that she's with the FBI. She simply says Bilal has voluntarily been providing information.
Okay, well, let me just make some things clear. Mr. is not going to be working with you all anymore. And if you have any questions or concerns about that, please contact us. We were willing
Bilal says he feels a little better. As for where things will go from here, he says that's in God's hands. We reached out to the FBI and ICE to learn how these arrangements work with informants like Bilal, but we never heard back. A few days later, Bilal was contacted again by the FBI. This time, the agents wanted to meet him at their office in Manhattan. It's also where immigration agents work. Qasem, the attorney, wasn't worried.
Really what they're doing there is they're just rolling the dice. They're just seeing if he'll go along with it.
Bilal and his attorneys skipped the appointment. In the weeks since, they haven't heard anything else. Still, it seems unlikely that the FBI is going to disappear. And that worries Bilal, that he'll be deported or outed as someone who spied for the FBI. But this isn't only about one man. Bilal has been approaching the various communities upon which he spied and confessing to his deception.
It was pretty shocking.
Imam Hassan Raza leads the Al-Ansar Center in Brooklyn. He'd gotten to know Bilal over time and thought he was just another worshiper. But this wasn't the first time the mosque had been spied upon. The NYPD did the same thing too. The revelations had a profound impact on the congregation. By the imam's estimate, attendance at the mosque fell sharply.
I mean, no one likes to be watched, especially when there's nothing wrong. We are not doing anything wrong. We are doing just about everything that everyone, all other Americans are doing, and we are.
But the imam has accepted Bilal's confession and apology, and since then, Bilal has returned to the mosque several times, no longer a spy, merely a man of faith. For the world, Arun Venugopal, New York.